It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology, trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbarn, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a team of researchers from Pitt and the University of Oklahoma say they have found a better way to create ethanol than corn. Recent studies question the efficiency of corn when the full life cycle of energy needed to produce the fuel is calculated. The group suggests using grasses and trees could provide a sustainable fuel resource. In 2007, the United Nations called for a 5-year moratorium on food-based biofuels because concerns they would consume farmland and lead to worldwide food shortages. A French designer unveiled his humanoid DIY robot to the public last week at a technology fair in Romania. The life-size robot, created by Gail Livingen, responds to English language commands and swivels its head to follow people. The designer imagines the robot working with children in schools and hospitals. This week, the Tech Report heads out to the shale fields. Since energy companies have been fracking gas wells, they've been trying to figure out the best way to deal with something called produced water. It's the roughly 200 barrels of chemicals and mineral-laced water that's gurgling out of the well every day that it's producing gas. Several companies ship the water from wells in Pennsylvania to sites in Ohio, where it's injected thousands of feet into the ground. But Shahem Degay, who worked for Westinghouse and ran his own industrial technology company, thinks he can do better.
What the competition is, the hole in the ground in Ohio, not GE or Halliburton. Drillers will take it to the cheapest disposal site. So three of us started this company with a very laser focus that we have to beat the hole in the ground.
Degay's company, Aquasource, has built a 70-barrel-a-day demonstration facility in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, that takes produced water in at one end, and out the other comes distilled water and salt.
Salt could be of road salt or could be of edible quality because it's sodium chloride.
Degay says he expects to have a 6,000-barrel-a-day production unit up and running in 6 to 8 months, followed by 20 to 30 units of that size or larger spread across the Marcellus Shale region. It operates on a simple concept. When water boils, it creates steam, which is pure water in gaseous form. Any impurities are left behind. So why have others not used their middle school science knowledge to boil produced water and collect the salt? Because heating water through normal means, such as natural gas or coal, uses and wastes so much energy that it can't compete with the hole in the ground in Ohio. Aquasource instead heats the water using a plasma torch. A plasma torch is created by arcing a spark between two electrodes, much like a spark plug, and then using that spark to heat a stream of gas.
This device is putting 10,000 spark plug energy into that gas. So the gas that comes out is at about 10,000 degrees centigrade. That gas is no different than the surface temperature of the sun.
The produced water is then sprayed into the path of that torch and vaporized. The secret is getting just the right mix, not enough water, and you turn the salt into a glass-like substance. Too much water, and you make brine. To make the process even more efficient, Degay uses the energy released as the water cools to preheat the water about to be blown into the torch.
We will use only 1/5 the energy that is required to boil water.
The patented process also includes removing the chemicals originally added to the water to frack the well. In addition, it handles the radioactive materials that sometimes come out of the ground with the water and do it in a more environmentally friendly way. Degay says once that is perfected, he hopes to use the same technology to efficiently turn seawater into drinking water, and in a decade or so, maybe even shrink the process to a unit no bigger than a refrigerator that could purify water for poor villages around the world. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbarn, 90.5 WESA News.